This is the Wall Street Update version of World Business Report on Friday, the 19th of February. I'm Lucy Burton. Finally, we have a deal. After 2 days of intense talks in Brussels, the British Prime Minister says he's negotiated a special deal to give the UK special status in the EU. The European Council President Donald Tusk tweeted that there was unanimous support for this new settlement. Under the new terms, the UK will be exempt from further political integration, in-work benefits will be denied to EU migrant workers for 4 years, and Britain will have the right to supervise financial institutions and markets to preserve financial stability. Here's David Cameron speaking just a few minutes ago.
This deal has delivered on the commitments I made at the beginning of this renegotiation process. Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants, no more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy and a full say over the rules of the free trade single market while remaining outside the euro. I believe that this is enough for me to recommend that the United Kingdom remain in the European Union, having the best of both worlds.
The Czech State Secretary for European Affairs, Tomáš Prouza, said he was more and more perplexed by what he called the British approach of non-negotiation. He told the BBC that the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, had not been prepared to compromise.
What is a bit strange that during the day, we heard the same position from the UK again and again and again. It was just refusing to bend while everybody else was trying to find compromises. I mean, David Cameron was, I would say, tougher than expected. I think everybody believed he would be trying to find the compromises. In the end, he led the others through for the compromise, which was probably a very clever negotiating tactic, but also it led to some of these distractions.
Tomáš Prouza there. Well, our political correspondent, Gavin Lee, is in Brussels. Gavin, is this really a special deal with special status, as Mr. Cameron has suggested?
Well, I think, you know, we've just been watching David Cameron speaking now for the last 25 minutes. He's come out looking very tired, but I think triumphant. He's been on the 50th floor of this summit building. There's 2,000 or so journalists, a record number for many years, interested in what's going on. And he's come out and said, first of all, that he believes that this is a decision for the British people. Ultimately now, that he's done his part. He said Britain will never be part of a European superstate. He said, I do not love Brussels. I love Britain. I'm doing all in my power to protect Britain's interests. You know, he was, I think, particularly proud, he said, of the way he's managed to particularly get a deal on the migrant benefits issue. This was something that has gone on for 2 days and I think was the real thorn in these talks. The fact that he wanted to curb EU migrant benefits for 4 years, it started off being cut. We knew he had to dilute from that because the other Eastern European leaders are saying you cannot cut migrant benefits. We have, for example, in Poland, 800,000 Poles in the UK. What he's managed to get is to cut migrant benefits and basically have them coming in incrementally over a four-year period, and that will last for 7 years. Now, that is what David Cameron believes that is a good result. He said, I wanted both of those things, and actually it will apply to those currently in the UK to be phased in by 2020. And it's also the issue of child benefits, money going to the children of migrants overseas, to which will also not just apply for the UK, it'll apply across the European Union. So for Polish people living in Germany, the money going towards the children of migrants will be indexed to the GDP of a country. So I think that is seen as the Eastern European countries really giving ground. Another thing that was important for David Cameron was an explicit opt-out for an ever closer union, and hence the line that Britain will never be part of this European superstate. I think he caveated all this, and he's still speaking as I speak now, but he said this is a once-in-a-generation moment. Just because an organisation is frustrating, it doesn't mean you walk out. And I think he wants to emphasise that, and this is basically day one now, the first moment of this march towards him wholeheartedly campaigning for Britain to stay in Europe.
So, Gavin, he's very much selling that this is a great victory for him, a victory for Britain. But what does it mean for the European project, do you think?
Well, I think there will be relief all round. I definitely think there will be implications that will have to have a ripple effect over the days, weeks and perhaps months to come, because a lot of leaders were gritting their teeth, you know, privately, and some of them made it quite public as well, actually, how they would rather be talking about something else. They would rather be talking about the migration crisis. This was, you know, a bit part player, ultimately, in these talks. There's a meeting with Turkey in the first week of March. That March summit will talk about that as a priority. But earlier today, for example, the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, was talking about how he wanted to sign off this deal with the UK, providing there was a quid pro quo, providing that Greece had something in return, but Britain playing a more of a part to take in refugees. Now, that hasn't happened. So I think, you know, we've got the first headline, which is a deal agreed. I think all leaders will be coming away, going back to their countries to say actually what it means for the domestic market, and we will start to see the ripple effect of what other leaders really think about this deal. But I think relief is probably quite a big part of it. Other countries, particularly Eastern European countries, saying that actually Britain and Europe really adds a punch, adds a might to it. Without it, it's a middle ranker, quoting one tweet from Dalia Grabarskaitė, the Lithuanian premier today.
Gavin Lee, thank you so much for speaking to us on World Business Report. And of course, we'll have much more on this throughout the night on the World Service as the story develops. But time now to have a look at the markets. And earlier I spoke with Russell Cleveland of Wren Capital Group in Dallas.
I would say today and most of this week is what we would term a Mexican standoff. So we've got out in the plaza, we have the bears and the bulls with their pistols drawn looking at each other and not failing to fire away. So, for example, it seemed as though maybe oil would make a new base around 30. It ended up about 29.86, so it was off about 91 cents. The Dow was down very, very little, almost even. Same way with the NASDAQ. So very little seems to be going on right at this juncture. And there's this feeling that maybe we're making a new base in here and we're going to have a better market, but we don't see that. So particularly oil. And it seemed like we maybe were going to make a new kind of a basing around 30, and we'll see that in the next week or so. If you look at the news, the main news was the Pope and Donald Trump determining who is a Christian. So we're having a little humor on that one. That's the headlines of the Wall Street Journal, believe it or not. And if you look at the markets, for example, the leading, the most volume on the downside was Bank of America, dropped about 1%. Intel is down about 2%, you know, very big company. There was no real up or down in all of their major companies that we had. So, as I said, I term it a Mexican standoff, and people glaring at each other across the road, and that is the way the market has kind of ended up. I wish we had a better trend to tell you, but that's where we are. So we're getting ready for something, and most of us, of course, that have securities, we'd rather end up with the market going up than doing what we've been doing. So that's where we are. We will see next week. Maybe the two will start firing the guns and we'll have some action one way or the other. But that's where we are.
Russell Cleveland there of Wren Capital Group in Dallas. Well, let's have a look at some of those markets, because on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.1% at 16,391. At the end of the day in London, the 100-share index was also down 0.4% at 59.50. Gold is trading at $1,228 an ounce, and of course, Russell just alluded to it there. April New York light crude oil also down 97 cents at $31.96 a barrel.